Okay, so the following are some interviews done with some organizers of the free food serving that took place in the Student Union building on December the 1st, the day before the big vote over secret contracts at the DSU. So there's a few interviews. Check it out. Oh, the date today is December the 1st. It is the ground floor of the sub, and there is free food, and this is definitely a welcome sight. So here's one of the folks who's around and helping get this thing set up. So tell me, what's going on here?
Well, we're having a free food serving to make a statement in the sub on CAF, Campus Action on Food. So what we're protesting is the exclusivity contracts that are happening here at Dal and how they completely restrict the food that's offered in the sub and our options as students, and also exploit us as consumers.
What are you hoping is accomplished out of this event today?
We're hoping to raise awareness and just get people to realize that this isn't the way that things have to be, that there have been alternatives at other universities, and that universities are for the students, the Student Union building is for the students. We should have a say rather than be controlled by corporations.
Anything else?
No, you should talk to someone else.
Thanks. All right, so talking to someone else who is at this food serving, enjoying the food?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all really great. Some actual healthy choices here in the sub as opposed to Tim Hortons or Pizza Pizza, something that probably we should have here on a regular basis.
So what do you think of Sodexo?
What do I think of Sodexo? Well, I mean, the fact that they insist that all contracts signed must be under exclusivity rights is, that doesn't sit well at all. I mean, when nobody else can come into a building and have other options, you can't even give away free food in a building just because that's what they necessitate. It seems pretty domineering, to say the least. Big corporations, not that healthy food, have a huge monopoly over many, many institutions. Yeah, all bad stuff.
So what do you hope is achieved through this action today?
Well, hopefully people are, like, our main goal is to, like, raise awareness to this. Like, yeah, we're giving away free food, and that's awesome and, like, really great. But, I mean, the goal is to raise awareness for people and to use that free food serving as a medium for getting that message across. I mean, you can definitely hold people's attention when you're giving away free food. Well, giving away free anything. You can hold people's attention for at least a little while. And just hopefully people are taking to heart, you know, like what we're doing, like wanting healthy choices on campus for food available in any of the buildings, wanting to have the ability to be able to give away free food in any building if we want to do that. Wanting to raise awareness about the secret contracts, especially with it, like, the motion going to vote tomorrow night, likely, unless it gets pushed back. People trying to encourage people to get in contact with their counselors and tell them that they want more transparency through the DSU. I mean, that's a part of it, too.
So there's clearly a timing thing with this event today, setting up for what's going on. What do you think the DSU thinks of this food serving?
Well, I don't think they're so happy about it. From what I got from the conversation Aaron was having, was that they weren't coming out saying you can't be serving here because of the contracts we have, but more just like, well, we don't know the circumstances the food was prepared under. We don't know that temperature is maintained, and we don't know, you know, like food quality. And then just saying that things can't happen here without the permission of the sub, which, I mean, is essentially just saying things aren't allowed to happen here because we sign these exclusivity contracts. And so, you know, you need our permission, which we're not going to give you. But I feel like it's going pretty well. We've had no security approach us. It would seem that Aaron settled that conversation fairly quickly and efficiently, and I feel like this is going really well.
It seems reasonable to think that because of how politically contentious this issue is and how it's going to come to, you know, some sort of a decision that will probably be controversial come tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
That maybe they're trying to avoid any more controversy. It's just a speculation.
It's possible. I've been told, I wasn't here at the time, but a few years ago when CAF was doing the same thing, doing a food serving in the sub, they got kicked out then. And so we came into this really expecting that we were probably going to get kicked out or removed. But, I mean, the fact that it's going over as well as it is awesome. Like, yeah, I think that probably the avoiding controversy would be a big part of it, especially with, like, how many students had signed the petition. I mean, more people signed the petition to end the secrecy contracts than voted for the president, Shannon Zimmerman, which is pretty rad. Like, yeah, that's pretty rad.
Yeah, I think they're aware of that too, and you know, it definitely helps. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You're welcome.
It's always a good plan.
All right, so I got another person I'm talking to here at the food serving. And you used to go to another university, right?
Mm-hmm. I went for 2 years to Trent University in Peterborough.
What was the situation there with regards to exclusivity?
Well, there was a similar problem of exclusivity on campus in that the university had signed, I think it was a crazy amount of time. It was like a 90-year contract or something insane like that with Aramark rather than Sodexo. And they had another problem of exclusivity, much like they do here on campus. And so there was a lot of student action about that in the form of potlucks. And also I remember the Native Studies department used to have regular potlucks because they'd been told that they weren't allowed to, according to the terms of the contract.
And what happened in response to people daring to serve food for free?
If I recall correctly, the university actually wasn't able to enforce the contract. Aramark kicked up a bit of a fuss, but they can't actually stop you from having potlucks on campus. It's not as though they have any sort of like enforcing ability in terms of a like law enforcement system. So it really just the only thing that students need to do is organize.
Were there any gains made at Peterborough with regards to providing any student-run services for food?
Yeah, there was actually a OPERG working group that turned into a cooperatively run cafe called the Seasoned Spoon. And as far as I remember, they now are able to, but they're only allowed to have lunches or something like that, and technically it's all by donation, or they've found some like route around the exclusivity contract. But they, they're great. They do like local food, and they do catering, and they employ all students, and they pay really decent wages, and it's a fantastic alternative, and it'd be great if we could get, I think there's one in Montreal too, the People's Potato, so we could get more of those across Canada. That would be fantastic.
Cool. Any other thoughts, comparisons, whatever?
You know, I'm just really happy to see this happening on Dal campus because when I first arrived here, it seemed very conservative.
I think it still is.
Yeah, but this is great.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, so talking with another person who's helping bring this free food serving together. So we'd like to really focus in on the issue of that big vote tomorrow. So could you give us the context? What's going on tomorrow?
So tomorrow the DSU Council is voting to send, voting on a motion to, voting a motion to send the decision to stop all secret contracts to be voted on at AGM or by the membership. So right now, a lot of these food contracts are signed in secret and students can't find out about them. There was a SMAC campaign to and petition and brought up in council. And they're basically voting to let the membership vote on whether future contracts will be secret. I mean, we're doing an email campaign to try to push these counselors, put pressure on them. There's really no reason that they should vote for secrecy or that they should deprive the membership from voting on this. If counselors feel that it's an important issue, they feel that these contracts, like even if they haven't made up their mind, they should let the membership vote on it. These contracts are things that affect the membership directly, and the membership should vote on them. We're just asking for, we're asking for transparency and no secrecy. We're asking for accountability. But first, we're just asking for democracy. Let the students vote on things that affect them.
It seems totally reasonable if a whole bunch of so-called constituents are emailing and calling them and asking for the secrecy to be voted down, then that should be their responsibility, unless whole bunch of people were actually saying keep the secrecy, which is really hard to imagine, don't you think?
It's quite a ridiculous thing to even organize around. I feel quite weird. And people ask, like, why campaigning against secrecy? And I would say, like, why is secrecy ever justified? And why, like, if, like, there's some weird justification, like, why wouldn't you let the membership vote on it? Like, the DSU is there to represent the students. When you let students vote on things that they care about, the secrecy does not benefit students at all. It benefits corporations at the expense of students, and this is something students should have the right to vote on.
So it's obvious what result you hope for tomorrow night. Do you have any predictions of how it might go?
I mean, a lot of counselors are on the edge, and I mean, it's a sad thing. I would say, you know, if they vote against it, it's a big opportunity to point out the lack of democracy, you know. if counselors vote against sending this to an AGM, if they vote for secrecy, they're voting against democracy, against transparency, and that's just a ridiculous thing. I have hope that with enough emails, like if we're doing a big email campaign to let counselors know that this is something students care about, with enough emails that counselors will come around, but, you know, we'll wait and see.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Tasso.